Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. So if you would like to join us, you please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. at 7 p.m. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
For you. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell him who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah Rophi, the Lord our healer. Exodus 15:26 in the NIV tells us, he said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals. Jehovah Rophi heals you. Amen. Let us pray. Jehovah Rophi, in your word, you told the Israelites that if they worship you as their Lord and God, you will bless their bread and water and take sickness away from them. I lift your name in praise and admiration because you are the ultimate caregiver. With just one word, you can remove sickness, reverse diseases, and bring healing in the cells of our bodies. You hold the ultimate power in your hands. We may look to physicians or to medicine to heal us, but you have the final say. I praise you for your power and for your willingness and ability to heal. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Trust in Jesus, he's my friend.
Amen. Learn to trust in the Lord. Jehovah, forgive me for not trusting in your healing power and for worrying and fretting about what might be wrong in my body or in a relative's body. Heal me not only of physical ailments, I pray, but also of the doubt that keeps me from trusting in you as Jehovah Rapha and looking to you as my healer. Forgive me for harming my body by not eating well, exercising consistently, or resting enough. Forgive me for not treasuring my body and treating it with the values that it deserves as your creation and temple. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Come to Me for Understanding. And this message has three scripture readings. And my first scripture reading is coming from Psalms chapter 139, verses 1 through 4. And it says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Praise be to God. My second scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. And it says, Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Praise be to God. And my third scripture reading is coming from Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. And it says, No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. The writer says, Come to me for understanding, since I know you far better than you know yourself. I comprehend you in all your complexity. No detail of your life is hidden from me. I view you through eyes of grace, so don't be afraid of my intimate awareness. Allow the light of my healing presence to shine into the deepest recesses of your being, cleansing, healing, refreshing, and renewing you. Trust me enough to accept the full forgiveness that I offer you continually. This great gift, which cost me my life, is yours for all eternity. Forgiveness is at the very core of my abiding presence. I will never leave you or forsake you. When no one else seems to understand you, simply draw closer to me. Rejoice in the one who understands you completely and loves you perfectly. As I fill you with my love, you become a reservoir of love, overflowing into the lives of other people. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. At 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music, and I wish each and every one a happy St. Patrick's Day. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the
best
of people. Come on, lift them up again.
Oh, let's
rejoice.
Rejoice.
Come on, lift them up.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
In Him I live, move, and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
In Him I live.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people.
Incline my ear to your savings. to your sayings, excuse me, to not let them escape from my sight, but to keep them within my heart. You tell me this because they are life to me and healing to my flesh. When I cry to you in the time of trouble, you save me from my distress by sending out your word and healing me. Thank you for your steadfast love and for your wonderful work in my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Cause a triumphant in mighty healer too.
Jehovah Rophi. Jehovah Rophi, heal me. Heal my heart where bitterness has taken hold. Heal my body where sickness has crept in. Heal my soul where doubt plagues me. Heal my hope when I have given up. Jehovah Rophi, heal me. Heal my words so I will speak kindness to those I meet. Heal my thoughts so I will think on that which is lovely. Show me how to care for the body you have given to me. What to eat, when to eat, what to drink, how much to rest, and how much to exercise. Make me aware of the importance of taking care of that which you have freely given to me to enjoy my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now we're going to get into the word. At this time, I'm going to play another selection or two, and then I'll be back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
And he's able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yes. Yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of the power. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God is. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. wholeness, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able. Don't say he's able. He's able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say
able.
Say
able. What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, I know, I know. I can't let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship.
we worship you. You able, Lord.
You
able, Lord.
Decision to give you my life, and there's no looking back. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of John. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 11, and we're going to read verses 45 through 53. Amen. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. Praise be to God. With this section talks about the religious leaders' plots to kill Jesus. Amen. Verse 45 says, many of the people who were with Mary believed in Jesus when they saw this happen. But some went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. Then the leading priests and Pharisees called the high council together. What are we going to do? They asked each other. This man certainly performs many miraculous signs. If we allow him to go on like this, soon everyone will believe in him. Then the Roman army will come and destroy both our temple and our nation. Caiaphas, who was high priest at that time, said, "You don't know what you're talking about. You don't realize that it's better for you that one man should die for the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed." He did not say this on his own. As high priest at that time, he was led to prophesy that Jesus would die for the entire nation. And not only for that nation, but to bring together and unite all the children of God scattered around the world. So from that time on, the Jewish leaders began to plot Jesus' death. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. So here in these scriptures, even when confronted point blank with the power of Jesus' deity, some refused to believe. These eyewitnesses not only rejected Jesus, they plotted his murder. They were so hardened that they prefer to reject God's son rather than admit that they were wrong. They preferred closure instead of being open to God's marvelous power. Beware of pride. If we allow it to grow, it can lead us into enormous sin. The Jewish leaders knew that if they did not stop Jesus, the Romans would lash out against all of them. Rome gave partial freedom to the Jews as long as they were quiet and obedient. Jesus' miracles often caused a disturbance. The leaders feared that Rome's displeasure would bring additional hardship to their nation. So John regarded Caiaphas' statement as a prophecy. As high priest, Caiaphas was used by God to explain Jesus' death, even though Caiaphas did not realize what he was doing. Amen. Praise be to God. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, We thank you for the promise of your presence where two or three are gathered in your name. We ask your blessings on our worship this night in the desires that a new encounter with you will empower us for greater service. Forgive us of anything that makes our worship a religious performance rather than a spiritual fellowship. Liberate us from an attachment to religious traditions so that we can be responsive to the free work of the Spirit. We are grateful for the opportunity to give in support of your mission as it is fulfilled through this fellowship. We pray that our gifts are a true indication of greater sacrifice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So Christ died during Passover week in Jerusalem. It was the high holy week of the year for the Jewish people. Jerusalem was crowded with religious pilgrims. It does not take much reading of the gospel narrates to realize that Jesus was crucified by religious people. The voices that shouted, "Crucify him," frequently prayed in the temple. The cross is an example of the evil that can be accomplished by bad religion. Amen? Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. And the first paragraph we're going to preach on tonight is religion and the cross. Jerusalem, the holy city. Mark records an impressive list of religious leaders who participated in devising Christ's death. The Sadducees were the priestly party whose work and interest focused on the temple. They loved a smooth, formal worship. They had a flair for pomp and ritual. The Pharisees were the legalists whose pride in keeping the fine points of the law separated them from the sinners. The scribes interpreted and preserved the law. The chief priests officiated at worship and spoke the words of forgiveness. Completing the group were the elders. Community leaders and various rulers, all of these leaders mingled with a crowd of zealous Jews. And that word zealous means having or showing zeal. And zeal means great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. Amen? Praise God. So, okay, so all of these leaders mingled with a crowd of zealous Jews, many of whom journeyed many miles for the annual Exodus deliverance celebration. It was not the down-and-out group who crucified Jesus, the up and in crowd did it. Law abiding, hard working, religious people. The Jerusalem-Rome connection. The ease with which these religious leaders became a party to evil was partly the result of an unhealthy connection between them and the state. Religion and state should not mix. The Romans controlled the Sanhedrin. The high priest was a Roman appointee who acted at the bidding of the Roman officials. One of the chief priests expressed their dilemma. He said in John 11:47-48, "Here is this man performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." They were more worried about material things than they were worrying about worshiping the Son of God. The equivalent of the church had bowed before the state. God was no longer acknowledged as the supreme authority, but the alliance never paid off. The power with whom they cooperated turned on them in AD 70 and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. Only evil can result from an unhealthy connection between church and state. A free church is a free state is the ideal. Then the church can exercise its prophetic role and petition the state to use its God-given authority responsibly. Out of self-interest, Caiaphas said it was better for Jesus to die for the nation than for the entire nation to perish. In verse 50, Jesus did die for the nation, but for an entire different reason. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Only through Christ's death can a nation have the reproach of sin replaced by the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lost concern for people. People or place. Jesus' resurrection of Lazarus was the immediate experience that participated this religious conspiracy. Some people put their faith in Jesus, while others in John 11:46 went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. For the Pharisees, new life for the dead was not as important as retaining their religious leadership. Stones and mortar took priority over sin and mortality. The people whom God called to be a light to the nations had replaced their world vision with concern solely for their own nation. Religion is an evil force when it becomes an institutional caretaker and loses concern for people. Missionary Billy Pate said, "The church must translate its heart from the empty cavity of brick and mortar to the throbbing marketplace of human need. Too long it has lifted the cup of cold water to its own lips. Rules or rites. One Sabbath day, when Jesus entered the synagogue, a man with a withered hand was among the worshipers. The religious authorities watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. Mark 3 and 2. The Lord is in the business of putting things right. Religious rulers are the, are of secondary importance. Bad religion, on the other hand, is concerned with the status quo. The old-time religion that some people yearn for may be only an emotional, actionless, anarchic relationship to God. That totally foreign to the abundant life Jesus imparts. Amen. Praise be to God. Something greater than religion. Jesus once answered the criticism of the Pharisees, saying in Matthew 12 and 6, I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. Heaven will have no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. Revelation 21:22. It has been said, one man's religion is another man's burden. Religion had become a burden in Jesus' day. Chico, come here. Come here. The religion of the Pharisees brought despair and futility. Come here. Christ offered joy, hope, life. He offered himself instead of a religion. He asked us to accept him rather than a creed or dead religion. Caiaphas and his religious conspirators thought they had put an end to the Nazarene. Instead, his death let life lose for all the world. Sit down. Sit down. Excuse me one second.
I hate when you interrupt me when I'm preaching.
Amen. Praise be to God. Apologize for the interruption. Amen. A German pastor, Martin Niemöller, tells of the Sermon of the Gallows. He said, there was in front of my cell window in the Dachau concentration camp a gallows, and I often had to pray for those who were hanged on it. Poor souls. This gallows puts a question to me. what will happen when one day they put you to this test and lay the rope around your neck. Will you then, with your last breath, cry out, "You criminals, you think you are right in executing me as a criminal, but there is a living God in heaven, and he will show you." And then the second question followed. What do you think would have happened if Jesus had died that way, cursing his enemies and murderers? You know the answer. Then you would be rid of him, for there then would be no gospel, no good tidings of great joy. No salvation, no hope, not for anyone, not for you, but thank God he, Jesus, died otherwise, differently, not cursing his murderers, but praying on their behalf. He said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." They could not get rid of him, for he held on and kept them in his forgiving love. And his Father heard his prayer and was well pleased with his Son. So there was no escape. This death worked too well, and there is no escape. This death marks his final victory. I have overcome the world. How? By overcoming hatred with love, evil with doing good. Praise be to God. And so you see, there can hardly be a more clear discovery of the madness that is in man's heart and of his desperate enmity against God than what is here recorded words of prophecy in the mouth. Are not clear evidence of a principle of grace in the heart? The calamity we seek to escape by sin, we take the most effectual course to bring upon our own heads, as those do who think by opposing Christ's kingdom to advance their own worldly interests. The fear of the wicked shall come upon them. The conversion of souls is the gathering of them to Christ as their ruler and refuge. And he died to effect this. By dying, he purchased them to himself and the gift of the Holy Ghost for them. His love in dying for believers should unite them closely together. And before our gospel Passover, we must renew our repentance, thus by voluntary purification and by religious exercise, many more devout than their neighbors spent some time before the Passover at Jerusalem. When we expect to meet God, we must solemnly prepare. No devices of man can alter the purposes of God. And while hypocrites amuse themselves with forms and disputes, and worldly men pursue their own plans, Jesus still orders all things for his own glory and the salvation of his people. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that let us look at the cross. Religious people killed Christ. The right lost out to rigid rules. Self-interest prevailed over service to others. Religion took the place of a relationship with God. Evil was the result, but Jesus triumphed over evil, and he lives. To all who receive him comes faith that changes the world. Faith that overcomes evil with good. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. To God be the glory. And again, conquering the consequences of bad religion. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find a good Bible-based church. Amen. Praise be to God. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25. Where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say amen, amen. And amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our service for this evening. I hope and pray that you had a wonderful time with me and that God blesses you and your home and your families, your finances, and if you're going out to the parades and stuff, stay safe and be careful. Amen. At this time, I will play a selection. Good night, everyone. God bless you. We love you. And thank you for showing up in the spirit. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us in this worship service, and happy Sabbath to to each and every one. Praise be to God. Good night, everybody.
Rain forever. come in the fullness of his blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. We pray his holy kingdom reign. Oh, to the glory of God. Yeah. In all that we do, no matter where we are, all the glory be of God.
All the diamonds and all the gold, for as far as the eye can see, owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true. And he's coming in the clouds to restore.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.